WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Alejandra Cano was born in Chile, but grew up in Chicago. In the 1970s, her parents came to the United States as political refugees. A few months ago, Cano joined Nestor Gomez at the StoryCorps booth in Chicago, where she talked about her recent troubles with the immigration system.
In August of 2019, I went on a trip to visit some family members in Chile. And upon my return, I was stopped at the airport in Chicago at O'Hare because I had some misdemeanor convictions that they were concerned about.
Are you undocumented? Are you a resident alien? Are you a citizen?
I am a permanent resident alien. I've been documented since I was a year old.
So you came to Chicago
at a
as a baby?
Young. Yeah, I was 1 year.
Okay. And as you were saying, you were detained by Homeland Security. And what was the outcome of that situation?
So after a couple hours there, they let me go, but with the promise to return for a check-in. And now my case is going to proceedings for deportation. So I live in limbo. I have to try to be here present, but also plan, oh, wait, what if I do get deported? Then what am I going to do? I've been kicked out of one country, and now I have the chance of being kicked out of another country. So there it's again of like, oh, where do I belong? If you ask me, where are you from? I'm from Chicago.
So you have spent your whole life in this country?
My entire life.
Your entire life. You have kids that were born in this country?
Yes.
Why should you, or anybody in your position, should be given another opportunity?
I was in crisis for many years because of addiction. I've been clean for 5.5 years, almost 6. I had a lot of traumas in my life. You know, my parents, they were being chased by military. And so when I was born in the hospital, they had to escape. So I was born already a refugee, right? You know, I didn't know how to process these feelings as a young child. And so I think that I self-medicated to be able to just kind of disconnect from all this. I spiraled into such a crisis that I was homeless on the streets. I mean, I was literally sleeping on the streets without anywhere to go. I pulled myself out of it, but it took incredible strength to be able to do something like that. The moment I broke that fear, the moment that I said, you know what, I really don't care what anybody says, I need help. That was the moment where I was able to pull myself out. I get so emotional because I went through such a really bad time in my life. But I don't know, I'm free. I'm free to speak however I want. I don't have problems with telling people who I am or what I stand for, no matter what the outcome is. I just want to be able to say that I spoke up.
That was Alejandra Cano talking with Nestor Gomez. They were recorded by Rocio Santos and StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You're listening to WBEZ.